This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 5, 10, 2008, 5 p.m. hour.
But frankly, I think your marriage is a solid one, and that the things that get you into fights could be handled differently. Now, one of the questions that comes up for me is, where does the fighting behavior come from? Because, you know, it's almost like it's a learned behavior. So one or both of you, and I don't want to be specific, but you know who I'm talking about, comes from a family where fighting went on when you were kids. It's a learned behavior, and it can change. So is your marriage one that ought to last through time? Yeah, it is, Greg. There's enough there that's solid and important, and I think each of you really needs to take some time to focus on the other with love and to find some new way to confront circumstances when you're not happy with each other. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Greg.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and let me know how it goes. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Liz in Newport, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I am calling. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Regarding my my husband's job and his future with his company.
All right, he's a Capricorn, and how long has he been employed in this particular company?
He has been there about 8 years.
Okay. Well, again, Capricorn is a sign that in many regards has some very important opportunities this year. Now, part of the problem for your husband, he's going through something that's called a Saturn return. It is a stressful time that happens to all human beings at the age of 29 to 30, and it represents a time when people either get married, divorced, have a child, change careers, or at the very least go through an important philosophic change in direction in their lives. And I would not, therefore, be surprised if your husband's job were in some state of flux. And what I see it as, therefore, given where Jupiter is, I see it as an opportunity for him to move forward. I don't see it as a bad thing. The company he's working for isn't doing as well as they may be painting the picture. And there are some changes coming. They may even be cutting out whole divisions. I think that he should be looking elsewhere.
Okay.
Liz, thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have a line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 o'clock, taking your calls, making predictions for you. With a background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. Our lines are full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Bob in Middletown, welcome to the program.
Yes.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I see you're Taurus.
Yes. My wife and I divorced about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And through the process here, even our own family thought she might be going through a midlife crisis. The past month or two, she's been showing signs of the possible reconciliation. I just wondering if something there or not.
Okay. You're born under the sign of Taurus. What's her birthday?
May also.
Also May, early or late?
Early.
So you're both Taurans?
Yes.
Okay. Two Taurans together can be a successful relationship, but it's not the easiest thing in the world, and there's a couple of reasons for that. What happens when you put two people of the same sign together is you get a doubling up of what's good and what's not so good. In addition to that, when the planets move into a place that aren't easy for you as a Taurus, they're not in a good place for her either. So she wants comforting, you want comforting, who's taking care of whom? It can get to be a problem. But could you put this relationship back together again? It's a possibility, but I will tell you, I have the pictures in front of me, and I really feel very confident that if you want to make this work again, you have got to do marriage counseling together. Otherwise,
okay.
I don't think it's going to happen. Now, what I would suggest is that you start taking her out once a week as if you were dating her all over again. And talk about where you are now, not what went wrong. Don't go back. Stay right here.
That's what I've already started to do.
You started to go back?
Started dating, going out for lunches and breakfasts and stuff like that. Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. I think it's the best thing to do. You start to court each other again. But I'm going to promise you something that's not good. I'm going to promise you that if the two of you get back together again without doing some very serious work in looking at where each of you contributed to the relationship falling apart, it'll be played again, Sam, in a short time.
Okay.
So can it work? Yes, Bob, but I really would encourage you to do some counseling first.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, and thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Shamrome, welcome to WPRO.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi there. Let's see, you're born under the sign of Aquarius.
Happy Mother's Day, Marilyn.
Well, same to you and to your mother tomorrow.
I like to listen to your program,
thank
and
you.
I appreciate it. I like it. You are one of the best radio chat hosts in all of New England.
I would like everyone to know that Shamrome is 11 years old, and I think you're adorable. Thank you very much for calling me. Do you have a question for me?
I have a question here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think about my school right now? Is I'm doing good and behaving good in school?
You want to know how you're doing in school?
Am I behaving and being good in school right now?
Well, let's take a look and see.
I called before about in middle school.
Yes.
Right.
And how did we do on that one, Shamrome?
I didn't go yet.
You haven't gone to middle school yet. That's
no.
going to start in September, is that right?
Yes.
What
September 2009.
Not until September of 2009. So you have some time ahead of you. What part about going to middle school has you concerned?
Because some of my friends say that Nathaniel Green has been very fun there.
It's been fun.
Yes, and they said that it was... I have some friends that goes to Nathaniel Green, and they say that Nathaniel Green is a great school.
And is that where you're going to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to know if it looks like it's going to work out for you. Is that right?
Yes, and I'm going to do all the work and all the things I was supposed to be doing.
All right, well, let me take a look and see what your cards say. Now, I have the card that represents you, and it seems to me that what happens sometimes that works against you is that you get kind of nervous and you get kind of worried, and that works against you. And I also think that sometimes you feel a little insecure and you get worried about your friends. And that's what's showing up as your problems. And when you get worried about your friends and you get to feeling insecure, you don't pay as much attention as you could. But once you focus your attention, I think you do great. And I think you really have a couple of very important friends, especially one particular girl.
When I talk to my friends,
Merlin,
I talk to them.
Yeah.
Because I talk like I feel nervous.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm seeing. So I think what I'd like you to really do this summer, I want to know something from you, Shamrome. This summer, do you think you could take up something that you've never done that you really want to, whether that's gymnastics or playing a musical instrument or painting? Is there something like that you'd really like to do?
Yes, I am doing it.
What are you doing? What are you doing this summer?
I'm going to Insight.
Okay.
That I've never been before.
Okay. And that's going to really help you.
Yeah, I want to ask about that.
All right.
How do you think it's going to be an insight?
That's what I think is going to make the big difference for you when it comes to getting ready to go to middle school. Because what it's going to do is it's going to build your confidence, and then you're not going to feel so nervous, and then you'll be more comfortable with your friends, and then school's going to go very well. Shamrome, thank you for calling us. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Paul in Bellingham, Mass. Paul, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Paul. I see you're a Sagittarian, and what's your question for me?
I've been in business for a while now, and I'm going into something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how this thing's going to work out for me.
Okay. And now you said you've been in one business for a while, and now you're going into something that's a little different. Will you still be self-employed?
Yes.
Okay. The reason I asked that question is I use two different places in the cards to represent working for someone versus having your own business. You have the Nine of Hearts in the first house of this layout. For me, that's like an indication that you're moving in a good direction. Now let's see what the rest of the cards say on that. Is there another man who's either been giving you some advice or is helping to back you in this new direction?
Not much, no.
Okay. I have the card that represents you. You fall in the second house, which suggests to me you work pretty hard. The new business, you've got nice cards up there, but there's something in terms of the promotion or the direction or where or your sources. There's something that's not at all resolved yet, and it's going to take you a while to make to make sense out of it. And there are other people who show up as being extremely important in helping you to resolve this and focus it and make the whole thing gel. In other words, your ideas are good, but things are not quite clear enough. If you, for example, if you need to buy some stuff, if you need material to build upon in your business, I don't think your sources are quite in place yet. If it's merely a matter of handling things and turning them around almost like a middleman, I think you need to do some more promotion in order to find the outlet. Do you understand what I'm getting at, Paul?
Yes.
Okay.
Might be the pull is going to work for me.
Okay. So it may be that you need to pull this together a little bit more before you're really ready to go forward, but you've done well up to now, and there's every reason to believe that you can make the new direction work also. You just have to make sure that you're not being impulsive or cutting corners in making sure that every piece that you need in the way of information sources and the like are in the right place, and then it looks like it's going to work for you, Paul. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, a couple of lines have opened up for you. Sally in Boston, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Sally.
I have had, for the last several years, a lot of upheaval going on in my life that is not within my control.
Exactly.
And I'm wondering when things are going to settle down, or okay. At least begin to.
Okay. There are two important things about your question. One is you want to know how long this is going to continue, and the other is a recognition that these are things that are beyond your control, and they are, and they continue to be through this year and next. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is, and there'd be no point in my telling you differently because you'd find out in no time flat. So here's the thing that's really important. You know that the things that you are referring to, which represent upheaval, are beyond your control, so the only way for you to be content, truly, in the course of these next year and a half is for you to focus all of your attention on the things that are within your control. And what I have in the picture in front of me suggests that career-wise, things could go very well for you. You have a buildup of responsibility. Some of that brings with it stress, but some of it also is an opportunity for you to expand your own horizons. There are new people coming into your life, new people in ways that almost fulfill some of the objectives and goals you've had for yourself, new relationships. There's a sense around you, Sally, of things expanding. Do you know what I mean?
I'm hoping. I know what you mean.
There is a sense of your life expanding, not contracting.
Okay.
And that's a wonderful thing to see. And it does come from you focusing your attention on those parts of your life over which you have control. When you do that, frustration eases because you can acknowledge, yes, this person has problems and this person has problems. And yes, they're connected to me. But the fact is, I don't have control over them, nor they over me. And my life can be okay in spite of it. You do that, Sally, and it looks to me as if the next year and a half can turn out to be very beneficial rather than full of stress. Thank you for the call. Okay, I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM. We'll be back on the other side of the news right now at 5:30 with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions for you. We've got two lines available right now for you at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Before I go back to the phones, I just want to mention that should you be interested in private consultations, I am available at my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island, for either instant quick readings on Wednesday nights or longer sessions where we cover just about anything and everything you might want to know. Phone number at my office is 401-333-7970. Brenda in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Myrna. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
I have a sibling, and we haven't spoken for 3 years tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over something stupid.
Yeah.
And I just wondered, do you see us ever speaking again?
Okay. Well, you're a Leo. And when's her birthday?
It's his birthday, and he's a Cancer, June 22nd.
Okay. Leo and Cancer are two very strong and strong-willed signs. And it seems to me that Mother's Day is about as good an opportunity as any to make amends. Is your mother still living?
My mother's still living, kind of caught in the middle. I have extended the olive branch to him, and he did not accept it.
Okay. Maybe once wasn't enough. And I don't know how you extended it last time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that words that often work start with, I'm sorry for anything I ever said or did that hurt you. I never meant to hurt you, which, of course, is true. You didn't mean to hurt him.
Yeah. We're both two very strong forces.
I know that.
Very stubborn.
I know. You're a Leo and he's a Cancer. And I could go on for a great long time about why that happens. But I have the card that represents him and he falls with the Nine of Hearts, which is really very promising. And right in your first house, what's your mother's birthday? She's a factor here.
She's a Scorpio.
And, in fact, the Queen of Spades, which falls right next to him. So the King and Queen of Spades falls with the Nine of Hearts. And it seems to me the words are, brother, listen to me. If we want to give mother a Mother's Day present, there's really only one that could possibly matter to her. And that's that the two of us are willing to put yesterday behind us and start again. And, of course, you know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have children, Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, so what could your mother, what could you possibly get from them that would make you happier than to know that they're there for each other? So, do I think you can make this happen? Yes. Can you expect it to happen fast? No, obviously not. Look, the worst side of Cancer is that Cancer is a controlling sign, and the worst side of Leo is that it is arrogant and absolutely sure she's right. So you put those two energies up against each other, and it's not surprising that something little could get blown out of proportion and last 3 years. However, I have had an experience with a Leo that was kind of similar in a way. We made friends and became great, great, great friends all over again. I think it can happen.
Okay.
Somebody has to start it. It falls to you. I'd call tonight. In fact, looking at the chart for what's going on tonight, the sun, of course, is in the sign of Taurus. The moon is in Leo. It's going to stay in Leo all the way through this weekend. And that is your moon position. So you can keep it to yourself, but you know you're being noble to do this. And that really is a trait in the sign of Leo. So you take the generous path, which is to accept greater percentage of blame than you feel you deserve. Is that fair?
Yes, I understand.
You understand that?
Yep.
Because the objective here is not necessarily for you and your brother to be incredibly close for the rest of your lives, but rather to get past this so that it's possible for you to recreate some kind of a relationship. And if you keep in mind specifically what the objective is all about, it's really all about making mother a happy person.
Mm-hmm.
What a better time to do it than tonight, I can't think.
Okay.
Brenda, thanks for the call. Let me know.
I will.
Okay, then. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Rob in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Rob. I see you're born under the sign of Capricorn, and what's your question for me?
Well, Mother, I've always been a big guy, and right now I'm losing weight.
Good.
I just want to know, is this like a phase, or is it like a long-term weight loss?
Well, that's up to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, Rob, you're a Capricorn. That's the hardest worker in the zodiac. When you put your mind to doing something, do you achieve it or don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. So, how much weight do you think you need to lose?
Well, first I want to get back onto my high school weight of 285.
So you want to get down to 285?
Yeah.
And what do you weigh now, roughly?
375.
So you get 90 yeah. pounds to lose. How long did it take you to put on those 90 pounds?
A year.
Mm-hmm. So how long would it be fair to assume it might take you to lose those 90 pounds?
A year.
So what are you going to do? You're going to be patient with yourself.
Yep.
And that's the hard thing for you. I believe that once you make up your mind to do something, you can be pretty impatient. There's somebody who's right there supporting you. I don't know if it's a mother or an aunt or an older sister, but there is a woman around you who really wants to see you succeed. And, Rob, as far as I'm concerned, when I look at this picture, it seems to me you can do it. And, of course, you and I both know it's completely up to you. It really has nothing to do with astrology. This is completely up to you. If you want to know whether the planets are in a place to help you, they are. With Saturn in the sign of Virgo, which is all about health, and it's really causing people to be more health conscious. Now, we've been on that track for several years in America, but most people just give it lip service. You know, we go out and buy the exercise equipment and we don't use it.
Yeah.
And it's the right time of year. You can go out, you can walk, you can start to make friends with people, you can get a dog. That's a great way to get some exercise. Rob, can you do it? The answer is absolutely yes.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. If you were on hold before and you couldn't wait for me and you hung up, the lines are available for you. Betty in East Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Betty, I see you're an Aquarian. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry, you're a Pisces.
Yeah.
And what's your question for me?
What I'd like to know is do you see any personal relationships in my future?
Let's take a look and see if there's some cute guy out there for you. Unless, is there somebody around right now who you're curious about? Okay, all right, let's take a look at the cards. The Queen of Spades is the card that I use to represent Pisces. And when I think about where Jupiter is for you, because Jupiter is an easy planet to use as a kind of a way to open the door, it's in what's called the solar 11th house of your chart. And the 11th house is all about getting out and doing things on a social basis. How long has it been since you did something like that?
I am very much a social person.
Oh, good.
But I haven't been able to find the right male person for me.
Okay, that I understand. But as long as you're making the effort to get out and meet new people, the possibility really exists. And in fact, we have a Jack of Hearts falling in your fifth house and a King of Diamonds falling in your seventh. And that's what I always look for. I look for Jacks and Kings to fall in those key places. The Jack who falls in the fifth house represents somebody who is either chronologically or by behavior too young. He's fun, he's entertaining, but he's not right. The King of Diamonds is the person who's right for you. And he's atypical in a way for you because being born under the sign of Pisces, the easiest signs for you to relate to tend to be Capricorn and Taurus or Cancer and Scorpio. And this man, I think, is likely to be a Gemini or a Libra. But nonetheless, I see him as somebody who you could meet at any time as we go through the month of June and July. He is about 5'9" or 5'10". He has worked at the company that employs him right now. He's been there for about 10 years. I think he owned a business before that and turned it over. He didn't want it anymore. Some family members took over, and he left it and went off on his own in a different direction. I believe that he's divorced. I don't see animosity there. I think he's got a couple of kids. I believe his hair is light in color. He may wear glasses. Those are all a bunch of things you can look for to see if that helps you identify him when you meet him. And again, I think you are likely to meet him at some time in the June, July, August stretch. Betty, good luck with that. I hope that you have a good time meeting him. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Maria in East Providence. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Maria, and I see that you're born under the sign of Gemini.
No.
You are not a Gemini.
No.
When's your birthday?
It's February 17th.
February 17th, not June 17th. Okay, that makes you an Aquarian. And what is your question for me?
My question is, what do you see as far as my work, my current place of employment, or my, you know, my current position?
As far as your current position is concerned, Maria, how long have you been there?
3 years.
3 years, okay. Thinking back to when you came on board, you were going through a certain amount of stress in your life at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Things were feeling rather chaotic. And I think that you were very grateful to get this job.
I certainly was.
But I'm not convinced that it was really exactly the right job for you even then.
Mm-hmm.
And so, since then, the question is, have you felt more comfortable there? Now, you're a person who strives to be easy to get along with. And I think that you've gone out of your way to find the best that there was in this job for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have managed to relate quite comfortably to several of the people that you work with.
Yes.
But the reality is, there's no place for you to go in that company.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. There's nothing, 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 nothing there, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have hoped that that would be different. It isn't different.
Mm-hmm.
Nine of Spades is up in the 10th house. Nine of Spades is a great big capital letter N, capital letter O, no. So if what you're hoping for is that you can advance, it's not going to be in that company.
So you should have...
Go ahead.
I'm just, well, even if I don't consider advancement, if I do feel comfortable there, should I remain?
Well, the question is, what do you want? Now, right now in your 8th house and in your 11th, and those are places that pertain to what you want, the cards indicate that you would like to feel more appreciated.
Yes.
And
yes.
You don't. You fall with a 7 and a 2 and a 3 of spades. Those are cards that make it seem as though people don't exactly praise you for your effort.
Mm-hmm.
You wind up feeling ill-appreciated across the board. And frankly, there's a two of spades there, too, which suggests you don't even feel that they pay you as well as you could be paid. So, Maria, why would you want to stay there?
Because I feel like I'm helping children.
Okay. If that's enough, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if what you're looking for is better pay and better appreciation, it's never going to come to you there.
Okay.
But if what you really want is to feel that you're contributing something and the kids are being helped, fine. But all I see here is a lot of frustration.
Okay.
Good luck, Maria.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 o'clock, taking your calls, making predictions. Our lines are full. When I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Laura in North Providence. Laura, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Laura, I see you have a question. Well, no, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You are a Libra. What is your question for me?
Actually, I have a 10-year-old son, and next week we are he's having a kidney transplant.
Oh.
And I'm the donor.
Wow.
And I wanted to see if you could see anything, like anticipate anything like out of the ordinary problems that are going to go along with
Let's make sure everything looks okay. First of all, what's the date of the procedure?
May 19th.
Let me just get my book out here. And then I want to know your son's birthday as well.
It's 11/30/97.
Okay, so he's a Scorpio, and the planets really are in a good place for him, and that's very helpful. And also, on the day of this surgery, which is Monday, the 19th, the moon is going to be in Scorpio, which is his sun sign, and Jupiter is in a nice place. Okay, so I like those pieces of information. There are, you know, there's always something, Laura. You know, you never get a day that's 100% perfect in all regards, but there are some good things about that date. But the only thing that concerns me is it is a full moon. And so, you know, there's a lot of bleeding that goes on in anything, any procedure like this. And that's something that the doctors, of course, must be very watchful about.
Okay.
The Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you, and I have that card. And your son is the Jack of Spades, and I have that card. And I must say these cards look wonderful for him.
Good.
In the eighth house, which is the surgery, there are two hearts and two clubs. Those are beautiful cards. And then he has the six and nine of hearts, which are also wonderful cards, falling in the fourth house, which has everything to do with the entire digestive system. And in the broad sense, of course, that also includes the kidney. So it's, of course, not a lot of fun to go through this,
right.
But it would certainly seem that life's going to be a great deal better afterwards, Laura.
Oh, good.
Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Paul in Freetown, Mass. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I see you're Pisces, and what's your question for me?
Well, my question was more of in the finance. Bought a home a year ago, only one working.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just to see how my finances were going to be.
Okay, and so when you said you bought this home and you're the only one working, it sounds like you have a wife and children at home?
Yeah, I have a wife and one son.
And what's your wife's birthday?
Wife's birthday is May 22nd.
May 22nd, so she's just into the sign of Gemini, and you are a Pisces, the King of Spades. As far as work is concerned, your cards really look very good, so certainly you don't have to worry about a thing regarding your job. That's secure. And if anything, there's a change for the better coming your way. And not only that, but you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the Eighth House. The Eighth House is all about our investments. You bought a good home, Paul. You
right.
chose wisely. It's going to go up in value as time goes by. The neighborhood is a good neighborhood, and I think that you can feel confident about that. And if you're feeling really nervous about your income at all and about the expenses that you carry, then the best advice I can give you is don't have another baby right away, because these cards indicate the potential for a pregnancy at literally any moment.
Actually, it's
we're already pregnant.
My wife has been nonstop talking about having another child. And
it's all over the place in this reading. It really is. The possibility for there to be a little boy is just everywhere.
Yeah.
So if it isn't what you want just now, then I think you and your wife have to sit down and talk about what it is that you're feeling, what you need to feel more secure.
Okay.
All right, then. Paul, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Elaine in Somerset. Elaine, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I am well. Thanks, Elaine. I see you're a Capricorn. And what's your question for me?
Yes. My question is, number one, pertaining to my business, we had a setback, and I'd like to know how, if we're going to come out of this setback, mm-hmm. how we're going to do financially. And I also have a very sick parent.
I can't do two questions, Elaine.
Oh, okay. Well, could you do the business end of it then?
I certainly can. Now, you said we in the business. Who else is involved beside you in that?
My husband.
Okay, and what's his birthday?
July 12th.
So he's born under the... Okay, so you're born under the sign of Capricorn, mm-hmm. and he's born under the sign of Cancer. The Queen of Clubs is you, the King of Spades is him, and I have the card that represents him. And it really looks as if the setback affected you not only in terms of money that might be coming in, but in terms of investments, monies that you took from various other sources to help the business. And right now, the business looks like it's still sort of, it's like teetering. It's like up, down, up, down, up, down. It's not stabilized yet. And the income from it also has not yet stabilized. So the question is, how long is it going to take, and does it look as if it can turn around? It does. You have some very interesting and positive cards indicating a new direction, something exciting that you're adding into the mix, some development that takes it away from what it's been and broadens it out a little bit. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of, yes.
Did you start to put anything new or different into the business since the beginning of this year?
We're just trying to broaden it.
Okay, I think that's going to help. But I also think that you've got to find a way to promote it more.
Uh-huh.
Somehow or another, it's just not getting out enough. It's almost as if the neighborhood is constricting. It's like, by neighborhood, what do I mean? Wherever it is, whether it's on the internet or whether it's in a home or whether it's in a store, it's in an area that's not expanding.
Uh-huh.
And you need to find a way to expand it. You need to find a way to make more people aware of what it is that you have to offer.
Okay.
Marketing is extremely important. As I see it, when I look at this, whatever it is that you do, whether it's a service or a thing that you sell, and if you mm-hmm. can find a creative way to increase your marketing according to these fifth house cards, I think that you can pull this out.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
I'll tell you this much. If you don't see a significant difference by September or by January at the very latest, Elaine, let it go.
Okay.
All right, then.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to George in Providence. George, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, George. Let's see, you're born under the sign of Pisces, and what's your question for me?
Just a longevity question.
A longevity question?
That's it.
So you want to know whether you're going to live for a lot more years?
Yeah.
Well, my cards really take a good look at the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do you want to know if you're going to live for the next
few
months?
Yeah, just health.
Okay, health. Okay, George, let's see if the cards can give us a little information. The King of Spades represents you. The second house is the human body. I don't see problem cards in there. But your third house cards indicate some cause for concern, some stress. And in your sixth house cards, there's a little problem. George, there's nothing here that indicates any new health problems cropping up in the immediate future. If you're worried about a health condition that you've had for quite some time, these cards would suggest that you're on a plateau at this time, and I don't see anything to be worried about short term. Cards are not very good at looking beyond the immediate stretch, okay?
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
God bless you, dear.
Okay, George. Thank you for the call. All right, let's see. What do you think, Ken? What do I do here? Close to the end of the hour, but we do have time for one more call. We're going to talk to Robert in Cranston. Robert, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
I'm well. Robert, I see you're a Pisces. What's your question for me?
Well, my question, it's been a lot of Capricorns and Pisces on the air.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I got a long-term relationship. I mean, a marriage relationship that's long-term. Like, in other words, we're separated.
Okay.
We're separated by... countries.
Oh.
And
what's your wife's birthday?
She's not my wife yet, but her birthday is 1-7-67,
okay.
I believe.
So you're a Pisces. She's a Capricorn. You're separated by a continent. She's not your wife yet. You want to know whether she's going to become your wife?
I want to know whether she's going to become my wife, if there's a possibility that this relationship is going to work out. Because...
Well, I'll tell you, you do have cards that indicate the possibility, but there are complications. Does she have a child from a previous relationship?
She has a couple of children from a previous marriage.
Well, they show up. She is the Queen of Clubs. She falls with an 8 and 5 of spades falling right with her. And I don't know whether these kids either want to come or if they don't want to come, whether that represents a conflict for her. But is it a possibility for this relationship ultimately to become a marriage according to the pictures in front of me? Yes, it is. Robert, thanks for the call. Okay, the music tells you clearly that this hour is almost wrapped up, but we have one coming up on the other side of the news, so please stay with me. I'm Myrna Lamb. You're listening to News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, and here's the 6 o'clock news on WPRO with Laura Clarizio.